This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin assured the three Baltic nations Saturday they would not be on their own if faced with security threats from Russia, but he stopped short of promising a permanent deployment of American troops in the former Soviet republics. Austin was in Lithuania as a massive Russian troop buildup and other actions have Western officials saying that Moscow could invade Ukraine at any time, although Russia has denied planning an invasion.
For months now, Russia has been building up its military forces in and around Ukraine, including in Belarus. They are uncoiling and are now poised to strike.
Lithuanian officials voiced concern that Russian President Vladimir Putin's alleged ambitions could expand to the entire region. Russia ordered the military buildup while demanding NATO stop Ukraine ever joining the alliance, but says predictions it's planning to invade Ukraine are wrong and dangerous. It says it's now pulling back while Washington and allies insist the buildup is mounting. Russian-backed separatist leaders in eastern Ukraine earlier declared a full military mobilization a day after ordering women and children to evacuate to Russia, citing the threat of an imminent attack by Ukrainian forces. Kiev flatly denied the accusation, and Washington said it was part of Russia's plan to create a pretext for invasion of Ukraine. U.S. President Joe Biden, who has given regular warnings of an impending invasion, said on Friday he now believes the capital, Kiev, would be targeted by Russia. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Western leaders on Saturday said Russia and China were seeking to, quote, replace the existing international rules with their own order, as Beijing backed Moscow over its showdown with NATO at a closely choreographed appearance in Beijing for the Winter Olympics. Putin and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping had put up a united front against NATO expansion. Quote, for the first time, we now see Beijing joining Moscow in calling on NATO to stop admitting new members, noted the alliance chief Jens Stoltenberg speaking at the Munich Security Conference. Quote, it is an attempt to control the fate of free nations, to rewrite the international rulebook and impose their own authoritarian models of governance, he warned. EU chief Ursula von der Leyen had stronger words, accusing Moscow of a, quote, blatant attempt to rewrite the global order. China, meanwhile, has in recent years been in the crosshairs of the West over its human rights record, including its alleged abuse of Uyghurs, which has also sparked a U.S.-led Western diplomatic boycott of the Winter Olympics. Crews cleared fallen trees and worked to restore power to about 400,000 people in Britain as Western Europe cleaned up Saturday after one of the most damaging storms in years. At least 12 people were killed, many by falling trees in Ireland, Britain, Belgium, the Netherlands, and Germany. Named Storm Eunice by the British and Irish Weather Services, Friday's storm was the second to hit the region in a week. Winds toppled the spire of a church in Wells, southwest England, rip off parts of the domed roof of London's O2 Arena, and left a trail of felled trees and damaged buildings across several countries. A gust of 122 miles per hour, 196 kilometers an hour, was recorded Friday on the Isle of Wight. If confirmed, it would be the highest ever in England. Police in Canada said they've made more than 100 arrests and progress in clearing out truckers who have paralyzed Ottawa for 3 weeks in a protest against the country's COVID-19 restrictions. Hundreds of police moved into the capital's downtown Friday morning and began taking protesters into custody and towing away big rigs blocking the streets. Many truckers left on their own. Interim Ottawa Police Chief Steve Bell says police are in control of the situation on the ground and are continuing to push forward to take control of the streets. He says they will work around the clock until that happens. Find more at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.